The Pop Culture Show is presented by Big Five Cafecito Cuban Coffee Rum. Florida made, Cuban inspired, enjoyed everywhere. Welcome to the show. We are a huge deep dive into the latest celebrity news, music, TV, technology, interviews, celebrity mishaps, all the stuff we love. We are three. I am Barnes. That is Leslie.
Hey.
Whoa, that was a delay. Are you all right?
Yeah, you're actually like, sounds like waves or something in the background. Covey and I are looking at you like, what's going on?
Yeah, we're trying to figure out where you are, because you're definitely not in Atlanta.
All right, that's Covey, by the way. Didn't even let me get through the introductions, and you're already trashing me.
We're jealous.
I'm in the Caribbean. I am in St. Lucia.
Home away from home.
Yeah, it is. You know, work must be done. I'm a Cap Maison, the beautiful.
Cap Maison. Cubby, what are we doing wrong?
Well, actually, in our defense, we had the opportunity to go.
Yeah.
But we couldn't do it.
You're both invited, and Cubby's not vaccinated, and Leslie doesn't have a passport.
No, current. It's not updated. It's not. Yeah. So I'm going to update it, though, because I want to go with you in the fall.
Please do.
Which vax did you guys get? Because I got Moderna, and I got my first one a week ago. I get my second one at the end of May, and everyone tells me Moderna on the second one's going to kick your butt for about 24 hours. Which one did you guys get?
Pfizer.
I got Pfizer, and I got a little tired, but that was about it.
Okay. Yeah, everyone's different.
I had nothing on either of them, which is unbelievable. I think it's that O-positive blood again. I don't know.
There you go.
A lot of stuff swirling. Have you guys seen the new Twitter tip jar?
No.
It's you can start paying people that you like on Twitter. They're only rolling it out. There's just a couple of people I've seen that have it so far, but it puts like a little dollar sign up by your name and up by your handle, and you can just click it and pay someone on PayPal, so you know what they're doing.
It's like a GoFundMe?
No. It's like they're going after that other, what's the thing, OnlyFans. They're totally going after OnlyFans. OnlyFans takes 20%. Twitter's not going to take anything.
You know, speaking of getting paid, you know what I noticed you do, Barnes, on your email signature?
What?
You have links to all your social medias, and you have a Venmo link to it. I'm like, that's really smart.
No, dude, that's Vimeo, you dumbass.
Oh, I thought it was Venmo.
It's not Cubby's like, Barnes, that's a Venmo.
I thought you had a link on your email signature. Hey, if you want to pay me something, click here.
That's actually not a bad idea, Cubby.
That's a good idea.
Yeah,
okay,
thank you, Leslie. I started an idea, at least.
It's a good idea to lose people.
The ultimate Barnesology. Pay me.
Yeah, good idea to lose friends. No, that is so fun. I wonder how many other people think that that's Venmo.
I thought it was Vimeo. But you're right. It's the video service. Okay, I gotcha.
So now Twitter's doing that, and they also officially launched Spaces. It's like Clubhouse. Exactly like Clubhouse.
Yeah, talk about being behind the curve. Guys, can you have an original idea once?
I still don't get Clubhouse. I mean, for those people that just want to be on conference calls all day, join Clubhouse.
You know what's funny? I joined one the other night, and they're just sitting around, like, not talking about anything. It's such a waste of time. Unless you're, like, truly in watching or listening to a really exciting panel. Some people just get on there just to talk to their friends. I'm like, pick up the phone.
Thank you, Leslie. Yes.
Hey, I know you guys lean on me for Apple info, and if you're an Apple person or even care remotely about trends, there's two new things that are supposedly going to follow that big announcement they had last week. They had their rollout, their special event. One is EarPods 3, which are supposed to be so much better. Of course they are, because they always have one more to come after the one they just put out. And the rumor is that they're coming out with Apple Hi-Fi. So it's going to be like you pay a premium to get like crazy-ass spatial audio, like for Uber audio people. So people who like their music, like, you know, just to get that unbelievable. I have fought with myself to over buying the new Apple headphones, you know, the ones that are $500. Like, that's the only product I don't own, and I just don't think I'm going to buy it. But apparently they're the best-sounding headphones on the planet.
Better than Bose?
That's what word is. And the Bose are, like, what, $350? And also the Sony XM100, whatever they are. But these are, you know, five or more than five.
Well, let me get this straight. So you're going to buy these headphones and then you can add features for like an extra price?
No. Oh, if someone buys them? Well, apparently, I guess with Apple Music, maybe they're going to have a tier. It's very cryptic right now. So
right.
I'll keep an eye on it, let you know. But okay. EarPods 3, maybe the AirPods 3 are going to have some crazy ass, you know, insides that are going to take the level of sound even higher.
You know, Cubby, he's hinting around to you and I.
No, there's no hint. I'm just saying, I don't love my AirPods as much as I do the plugged-in Apple headphones, which I'm actually using right this second. I like them better for some reason.
Is there going to be a new iPhone in September?
That's what they're saying, assholes. Just bought that. Oh, I mean, can you just please wait 2 years in between? Yeah. Leslie, what did you do this week? You were kind of vacant, absent.
Yeah, well, you know what? We took our first road trip, which is kind of exciting because we went to a wedding in Asheville. My friend got married on our anniversary.
Are you mad about that?
No, because she had to postpone it last year because of COVID. But we went to Asheville, and it's like so nice just doing something different and getting out of the house.
You posted a great picture of you and Lanny when you first met, and then yeah. You and Lanny now. How old was that picture of you and Lanny back in the day?
Oh, it's got to be like 20 years ago.
30.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's got to be more than that because you were together when I got to Atlanta in 92.
Well, you are. We got married 29 years ago, so yeah.
Yeah.
Somebody sent me that picture. I don't know who took it. Well, actually, I do. A good friend of mine, Lee Chestnut, took that picture and sent it to me, so.
You don't change, Leslie. You really don't.
Yes, I do.
You do not.
Yes, I do.
I mean, your hair was a little bigger, but other than that, you don't.
It's still big.
Still big. Hey, we need to have an impromptu show meeting because I just got an endorsement opportunity.
What?
From Apple?
No, they're interested in Cubby. So this is a Cubby-only endorsement. This came in DM just now.
Hello? Are you kidding?
I work with a company, and they're looking for someone like Cubby to work with them. They will send you out a review unit and give you a special code to share on your social media, and you will earn a commission. Cubby, you will earn a commission every time your code is used. And the company is called Smooth My Balls.
Oh, I'm in. I beg. Please. I want in.
It looks like
a new company?
Smooth. There's a picture of tennis balls. I think they're being cute. Oh, it's a ball shaver. Cubby!
Yeah, it's funny you said that. I can't believe you said that. I shaved my balls last week.
And you could do it for free.
Cubby!
Yeah.
They want you to endorse a ball razor.
Well, this is why I love doing a podcast, because this is something I probably couldn't get away with on regular radio.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I am interested, and
it says next level
grooming. There's a whole thing to my ball shaving.
Next level grooming for the next level man.
What kind of a talent fee do you get for that, Cubby?
I don't know. Let me ask my agent Barnes. What is a talent fee on something like this?
I don't know. I'm gonna connect you. It says traditional razors suck balls. Our no-scrape technology saves them. Dude, you are so there. Okay, I'll forward you this.
Well, if you know, they have to have a mat, too, to go along with it. That's my biggest pet peeve when I'm shaving my balls. Because I used to have to do it over a trash bag. I would cut a trash bag open and put it on the floor. And then just... I just do it on the bathroom floor and I vacuum it.
I'm just curious why they reached out to Barnes.
They reached out to the show.
Oh, I thought they reached out to you personally.
No, and they have half a million followers.
But I wonder why they...
Insta.
Why do you think they heard me and thought I'd be the person for this? I mean, I know Leslie's not.
They like your personality.
You know, I'm not even going to venture to guess what...
You know why?
Because I'm the dirty one?
You're a ball buster.
I'm a ball buster. Thank you very much.
Did Leslie just try to deliver a punchline?
Hey, it was funny.
Okay.
Do you remember the movie American Wedding?
Vaguely.
He was shaving his balls before the wedding, doing it in a towel, and he didn't know where to put the hair, so he just shook the towel outside the window, and they were having a party downstairs.
Oh, and it went on some tent.
It was all over the picnic table.
Oh, my God. Okay. We have to bring something serious up that came through our Twitter stream. There is a very big movement right now to save MacGyver.
Now, it's been going on for weeks.
Now, MacGyver has been saving us for how long?
Decades?
Decades. So this latest iteration, which, where does it film, Cubby?
Atlanta.
Yeah. It's been on CBS for 5 years, and now they have yanked it. The show has had strong ratings, but they have had, if you listen to Celebrity Sleaze, they have had some drama. They had to throw out the last showrunner. There were all kind of allegations, even made by Lucas Till, the guy who plays MacGyver, who was a kid actor who came up through the Atlanta scene and hit it big with that series. But their people are passionate, and you know, CBS has kind of dumped them to the wayside with lack of promotion, like the showrunner change. A bunch of different stuff has happened, and now they just said, they do what they do with these shows. They just say, screw it, we're out. Probably only for 2 weeks later to have a reboot. Right, Leslie?
Well, I was going to say, I wonder if another network or cable channel could pick it up. That's what we did with Nashville.
That's right. And you got, so Leslie, you're the perfect person to save MacGyver. Mm-hmm.
We could put MacGyver on CMT.
Give that mofo a cowboy hat and change the whole damn thing. Just game on.
It's funny how true fans come out at the end. You know, it's like when a radio station changes format.
Yeah.
You know, what happened? Well, why'd you guys, like, where were you when we needed ratings?
I know.
Where are you guys?
Well, they're not going down without a fight, and they are very loud on social media. So use the hashtag SaveMacGyver and post it on Twitter or Instagram. Help these guys save their show. And we told them we would bring it up. And so here it is. They've got a. You can go to SaveMacGyver.com to learn about the campaign, and you can also sign the petition, which they already have thousands of people who have signed it. So that's pretty cool. Help those guys out. Save MacGyver. So just go to SaveMacGyver.com or go to change.org and just look for, it's, I think it's CBS-Save MacGyver.
Don't go to Save MacGruber.
Go there too.
The SNL skit.
Yeah, everybody needs help.
Wanna get intimate? Subscribe to The Pop Cult at thepopcultureshow.com and get VIP insider access to the show with bonus content, exclusive videos, and freebies. Anything happening on the show will come to you first. Sign up free and join The Pop Cult at thepopcultureshow.com.
All right, guys, time for a quick around-the-room session. All the big things that have been happening all over the world. We tackle all the pop culture stuff, and I want to start with something that happens to everybody. You go to a restaurant with friends on your birthday, and what happens? They sing the happy birthday song to you. But, of course, they do it in a different way. And do you, by the way, do you know why they do it in a different way?
Who's they?
Well, like, everybody? A restaurant will change the words for copyright issues.
My birthday was last week, and they came out. And I had to catch the waitress before I said, listen, I do not want the song.
Well, listen.
Don't.
Every restaurant does it in a different way, and it's usually pretty bad, but you need to get Miranda. She has to wait on you. She works at Cracker Barrel in Illinois, and listen to how she does it.
Happy birthday.
Clarkson.
Man, she's the next, who was the waitress? The country one. Carrie Underwood. Damn it. Yeah.
She was a waitress?
Yeah. Carrie Underwood was a waitress in North Carolina.
Well, yeah, but who would have thought? You know, Cracker Barrel, you can be discovered.
Let's get her on Idol or The Voice.
Damn. Totally. She was really good.
Really good. And by the way, do you enjoy Cracker Barrel like I do?
Never been there.
Side note.
Ever.
Oh, my God.
I kind of have to admit, I tweeted something happened at Cracker Barrel, and I got a lot of responses a couple of
chicken
days ago.
Chicken fried chicken, baby.
So. Mm-hmm.
Never been there. This was a big week for creepster dating outing in Hollywood. I don't know if you all have followed this, but a couple of people have been outed. All of a sudden, these people, you never know who's recording your shit. Like, everybody records everything. And that first story broke about Ben Affleck on TikTok.
Which was pathetic.
Yeah, this girl, like, all of a sudden, she, you know, she matched on this, what's it called, Raya,
something, yeah.
Whatever that celebrity dating app is, you have to get approved and blah, blah, blah. For a girl, you just have to be hot. And then all these creepsters are on there. And so Ben Affleck matched with this girl, and she played the video of him because she, unmatched him. And then he wrote back saying, like, it was me. The clip was very short. You couldn't make much out of it. But then this other girl comes out and sells out Matthew Perry. I believe this girl was 19 or 20, and Perry's, what, 50-something? And she posted a small clip just so you can get a little dose of his creepster-ishness. He wanted to play like a game of like 20 questions. And here's a clip of what she screen grabbed from him.
Do you always play with your hair this much?
I guess so, y'all.
Okay, creeper.
Valley girl. Yeah, he sounded creepy and so did Ben Affleck. But I guess I'm not surprised on the Affleck front.
This girl's taken it down since then. She removed the clip. But that was the teeny little, that's all she posted. There wasn't anymore, else I would give it to
you.
But
if you're a celebrity and you're on a site like this, you have to expect this is probably going to happen.
I guess.
This may be the most out-of-this-world premiere that I've ever heard about. Did you guys hear this Coldplay story? They just released a new song called Higher Power, and it was produced by Max Martin. You know, I know they work a lot with Max Martin, but the song had its world premiere as an extraterrestrial transmission on the International Space Station by French ESA astronaut Thomas Pesquet. That is crazy.
You've got a higher power. Got me singing every second, dancing every hour. Oh yeah. You've got a higher power. And she really saw me. I wanna know.
I didn't know they were Christian rock now.
It does sound like that.
I do like it though. It kind of is reminiscent of some of their, you know, some of their older stuff. I liked it.
Reminds me of like an 80s TV commercial jingle kind of
that
thing.
It totally does.
Well, over the weekend, you know, they have, what, two more, I think, live episodes of SNL before they go into summer reruns. And the second to last was this past Saturday. Elon Musk and Miley Cyrus. Elon Musk was the host, Miley Cyrus the musical guest. But I don't know if you caught Elon Musk. He was actually very funny, obviously. There were writers and all that, but he did a great job.
I thought so, too.
I'm actually making history tonight as the first person with Asperger's to host SNL. Or at least the first to admit it. So I won't make a lot of eye contact with the cast tonight. Now, a lot of times, people are reduced to the dumbest thing they ever did. Like one time, I smoked weed on Joe Rogan's podcast. And now, all the time, I hear Elon Musk, all he ever does is smoke weed on podcasts. Like, I go from podcast to podcast, lighting up joints. It happened once. It's like reducing O.J. Simpson to murderer. That was one time. Fun fact, O.J. also hosted this show in 79. And again, in 96, killed both times.
They're getting ripped saying that this is possibly one of the worst SNLs of all time. They started doing the rankings of the worst ever.
Do people not like Elon Musk? Because there were a lot of people that were not happy that he was going to be the host.
I don't know. I mean, I like him, I like what he does. And some people are also questioning whether he really has Asperger's. They're saying because he's such a poor joke teller in real life, they're questioning whether that was a joke or real. And, I mean, I don't know how people are going to find out, but I thought that was odd. This was just reading through Twitter. Some articles had questioned it.
Well, the monologue was his best for sure. There were a couple of skits that were kind of whack that he didn't pull off. Like I thought the Gen Z hospital skit had potential, but it never really did anything for me.
I agree. And they also had, it just felt like he was in too many skits. They were trying to really get the bang for their buck. So he was rushing around from skit to skit. I just thought it fell flat. I mean, I'm a huge fan, obviously. I drive a Tesla. I love what he's done. I mean, it's impressive. I guess I don't know what I expected. I guess because the hype was so big.
Mm-hmm. Right. I agree. Too much hype, and then it let you down.
Well, you want hype. How about Caitlyn Jenner releasing the first campaign ad as a governor candidate in California?
I came here with a dream 48 years ago to be the greatest athlete in the world. Now I enter a different kind of race, arguably my most important one yet. to save California.
Wow. Just wow.
There you go. You know,
look, I applaud Bruce Jenner for what he did, turning in to, you know, being where she is now comfortable and being Caitlyn. But I just always see the 1976 Bruce Jenner Olympics in my head.
Wheaties.
I can't get used to it, but I applaud that she's happy.
You know, it's weird. I haven't watched Keeping Up with the Kardashians in years.
You haven't kept up with the Kardashians?
Haven't kept. But for some reason, I was out of town this weekend, and I was flipping through the channels, and one of the latest episodes came on where they were announcing, you know, that they're ending the show, and they were just all, like, crying about ending the show. But I guess I was shocked that how different they look. I mean, those girls were beautiful in the beginning. Why did they need all that plastic surgery?
I know.
This is shocking to me.
Right. That's why if I see an old Kardashians on from like maybe 9 years ago, I'm more likely to stop and watch that.
Yeah, exactly.
Just for the technology they have in their hands, and they all look mm-hmm. different. But that's a good point, Leslie.
I don't know if you've watched Kimmel lately, but he joked a little bit about our president the other night, Joe Biden, mispronouncing this new coronavirus website, vaccine website.
Grand POTUS is also reaching out directly to the kids.
I love that. Grand POTUS. That's pretty funny.
Now, with the kind of hip tech know-how you rarely expect from a 78-year-old man.
Visit vaccines.gov, vaccines.com, or text your zip code to 438829.
Easy as pie.
It's classic. You don't have to search for those. Those are so easy to find.
Do you remember when we started talking about the internet back on in the radio days, and we had to be like, yeah. HTTP.
I know, www.
But dude, .gum?
I know.
Yeah. All right, Sleepy Joe.
Hey, moving on. You know, Pink was one of the many stars who battled COVID last year. And in a recent interview with Mark Wright, she said it prompted her to change her will because she thought she wasn't going to make it. Check this out.
This is going to sound crazy, but we had COVID last year, very early in March. And it was really, really bad. And I rewrote my will, and I called my best friend, and I said, because Jameson and I were really sick, and Carrie and Willow weren't. So, you know, at the point where I thought it was over for us, I called my best friend and I said, I just need you to tell Willow how much I loved her.
Was it that bad? Was it, Pink?
Yeah, it was really, really scary and really bad.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yo, Cubby, you introducing that segment made me think about something from last week. You were ripping on me for saying bomb.
You're right. Well, it just sounded different to me, but then even Leslie agreed.
Why in the hell do you say COVID?
Did he say COVID?
Every time, and I always mean to ask him.
Oh,
it's COVID.
I didn't even pick up on that.
Wait, so I thought I said COVID.
You said COVID. You always say COVID.
I did say COVID?
Yeah.
Well, I meant COVID.
Okay. I thought maybe you had some sort of mishmash of a word that you were like, that you maybe talk about on your radio show, and you COVID.
Right. No, that's a good point. No, if I said COVID, I'm sorry. I meant COVID.
Like an old married couple here.
Exactly.
We've been married a long time. If you did either of you catch Kovax or Novax Live? Kovax. That should have been it.
See?
You got me going sideways. Did you catch Vax Live? It was recorded the weekend prior, but it just played last weekend. And Dave Grohl came out, and he seemed pretty excited.
Who missed going to rock concerts? Who missed rock concerts? You miss live music a little bit, right? Ladies and gentlemen, from AC/DC, Brian Johnson is here with us right now.
Okay, I'm gonna skip through to the middle of the song, but I want to say before you start making a weird comment, do you know the struggles that Brian Johnson has been through?
Yes, I do.
He had this thing called Bennett syndrome, and they thought he was on the path to cancer. This was, I want to say, early 2000s, and he had massive esophagus damage, and then he started losing his hearing. So during the last album, I think during 2016 or 17, so this dude has been through a lot. So he does sound a little different. But that being said, how kick-ass to see him singing Back in Black with the Foo Fighters. I got nine, at that one part where it kind of dropped out, that was not his voice. That was him saying, "I'm fucking back."
was that what he said?
Yeah. Like, if you, I didn't have the clip of the actual unedited version, but yeah, he's like, "I'm fucking back."
I love how Dave Grohl just geeks out over his musical heroes. It's really heartwarming to see that.
Yeah.
I thought he sounded great.
That was like some record for, or I guess the first fully COVID functional concert, COVID concert. So they had like testing. They had like everything you can imagine.
Now, this is just one of the reasons I love Hugh Jackman, because he's such a good guy. But I don't know if you saw this or not. He had this encounter with a fan who ended up being this New York police officer. And the police officer was saying, you know, "Hey, I think you should be in the new Ryan Reynolds Deadpool movie." So Jackman was like, "Say that again." And he took his phone out and filmed the officer saying that so he could send it to Ryan Reynolds.
John just came up to me and I thought was going to somehow give me a ticket for something. But anyway, John, say what you just said to me.
"Hey, Ryan, you got to get this guy in Deadpool 3. Even if it's for a 10-minute cameo, that will be awesome. That movie will be so cool, so great. It will blow the box office."
Yeah. You could add a, "or I'll ticket you."
"Or I'll ticket you."
Classic New York police.
What would be cool is if he ended up getting some sort of cameo. Maybe the police officer should get like an agent's fee.
Yeah.
Total. Or get on the app cameo.
How funny was that? That's good stuff.
You know, right after I shave my balls, I drink our sponsor, which is, by the way, the Pop Culture Show, presented by Big Five Cafecito, Cuban coffee rum, Florida made, Cuban inspired, enjoyed everywhere.
Hey, Cubby, Big Cubby, Five Cafecito. Cubby, we have to talk about something.
Wait, but I'm still working on the sponsor.
I know, but this is kind of about the sponsor. So,
okay, I'll finish later. It's breaking news. What do you have?
It is, because you know what it is, because you were also receiving communications this week.
I thought you weren't going to bring that up. But well, I did get about 8 emails about it.
Leslie, so last week, if you remember, you had some problems getting through the sponsor. You remember that?
Yeah, I did. I did. I know. Are you going to trash me? Did you put a little highlight reel together?
Yeah.
Yeah, he did in his spare time.
Well,
Leslie, we weren't thinking about doing it until I literally got like 8 DMs, people saying, "Please, I beg, play them." And then Barnes got some.
They were telling me they were disappointed in me because they said that it's unlike my character to just go past something like this and not share it with the world. And I thought, you know, you're right. If you could just see Leslie right now, she's acting like she's busy doing something. She's trying to avoid this entire conversation.
No. I'm actually looking up something that I'm going to talk about in Celebrity Sleaze,
okay.
But go ahead.
Well, it's nice to see that you pay attention. So I thought, I'm not going to play the whole thing because that would take a half hour, honestly. But here is just a half section. You want me to get the whole thing?
No, go ahead.
Here's just a snippet. This was about 15 minutes into us trying to do the sponsor last week. And this is just, I think, like a 10-second clip. But here is where it started. Just the temperature was just rising in the room just a little bit. Let's go to the tape.
Hints of cinnamon and coffee.
On the nose.
Hints of cinnamon and coffee on the nose, followed by candied coffee. Oh, man, this is so hard.
Fuck, okay. I'm going to be editing this for a week.
All right, why don't I start over? Do you want me to start over?
No, just pick up with that sentence.
I'm really sorry.
Why don't we all do it together?
Oh, that's a good idea. Can we do
start
that?
The whole thing again? You do the first.
All right, I apologize.
We're back live. Oh, my God. Just listening to that again, I really should play the whole thing, Cubby. It would be our biggest, you know, if we're going to follow Rip. Cubby can't even talk.
Well, because
I will say this. Normally, I'm much better, but for some reason, it was all the little, you know, Big Five, cafecito, and all the words that were troubling me.
Okay.
Cuban coffee rum. It was like, you know, it was a combination of things.
Okay.
Yeah. We're not perfect either, Barnes.
No, but were
so Barnes is perfect.
Honestly, were you under the influence of Big Five during? It would be okay.
I wasn't.
Okay.
Sadly, right. I wasn't.
All right. Cubby, continue with the ad. This breaking news. Well, back to you, Cubby.
Okay, well, let me tell you, Big Five Cafecito, it took home a double gold medal and a 99-point score at this year's Proof Awards and a gold medal at the Sip Awards. $5 off your purchase of two or more bottles of Big Five rum with the code POPCULTURE, and that is good until June 30th at big5rum.com. Put the number 5 in there, big5rum.com.
Get exclusive video content when you follow the Pop Culture Show on Instagram. Unlock full video interviews and video bits you can't get anywhere else. Instagram.com/thepopcultureshow.
Well, let us start celebrity sleaze. I guess one of the bigger stories this week is the announcement of Bill and Melinda Gates' divorce. Where do we even begin? You know, they're calling this whole gray divorce phenomenon. I don't know if you guys have been reading about this, but you know, couples that have been together 25 years or more, kind of going their separate ways. But how do you divide their billions? They were talking about how much will the kids get? Will it affect their inheritance? Will the kids get, how much will they get after the divorce? I guess they waited until their kids were a certain age to announce this, apparently not living together or really being a couple. So I think he has a girlfriend too, doesn't he?
I think it was pretty out there that he has a girlfriend.
So.
Have either of you ever been to Kurt Cobain's house in Seattle?
Kurt Cobain's?
I drove by it.
If you stop there, there's a little park on the way up to the house, and you can look across the whatever that is, lake, river, whatever, right at his house. It's the biggest freaking monstrosity I've ever seen. It's huge.
Really?
Yeah, I imagine.
Next time you're in Seattle, go to Cobain's house, which is a trip all in itself, just sitting out there feeling the vibe. But then you can look across and see Gates' house.
Yeah. I guess when you're into the billions and you split billions, you're still a billionaire.
Right.
So it doesn't matter.
Yeah. It's like when Bezos, the money he gave his now ex, is nothing.
Exactly.
For him.
So I don't know if you guys saw the cover of Vogue with Billie Eilish, who really looked unrecognizable. She was really glamorous.
Mm-hmm.
Blonde hair, tattoos, sultry, and she's basically saying, hey, be who you want to be. You shouldn't try to be a person that your old self would be. You should be exactly who you feel like you are and want to be in that moment. I thought she looked gorgeous. By the way, I don't know if you saw this or not, but when she posted the Vogue cover, it reached 1 million likes in just 6 minutes. The fastest
Incredible.
Ever at Instagram to 1 million likes.
Damn, talk about people at the edge of their seats. 6 minutes.
Really? Right. Did you see it, Barnes? I thought she looked great,
actually. I haven't
seen
it yet. And they showed a bunch of pictures of her in different poses, but she looked really beautiful. Did you see the story about Kelly Osbourne? And Kelly after 4 years of sobriety, I guess she decided to start partying again. She was on Dax Shepard's podcast, Armchair Expert. She said, I was misprogrammed. The 12 steps helped me grow up. When quarantine happened and the world changed, I started to change too. And then apparently she started drinking again. And she said, last weekend, I found myself, are you ready for this? This was a wake-up call for Kelly Osbourne. I found myself covered in ranch dressing by my friend's pool, sunburnt, looking like crud. That's when you know things have gone too far.
Yeah.
Do you know there was another sister that stayed away from all of this?
Yeah, Amy, she was never on the show. If you remember, she was never on the reality show. And I guess they don't speak. They don't have a lot in common.
She's out doing interviews now.
Amy's probably the normal one.
Yeah, apparently.
Another Marilyn Manson story. Sued, this time accused of sexual assault, violating human trafficking laws in a new lawsuit filed by Game of Thrones actress Esma Bianco. This just keeps piling on and on and on. Even a suit from his former manager violated the Trafficking Victims Protection Act.
I just don't think he's going to recover. Not that he was like at the forefront of pop culture anyway.
Is he saying anything to defend himself?
I don't think so.
He's been kind of quiet, right?
I don't think so. But these women have been, I guess, teaming up with Evan Rachel Wood, if you remember, the actress who was his longtime girlfriend, in supporting the Phoenix Act, the California law that expands rights for domestic abuser survivors. Yeah, because immediately when this story came out, remember, he was dropped by his label, his manager. He was removed from a lot of different TV projects, as he should.
Hope he saved his money.
Olympia Dukakis, the Academy Award winner for Moonstruck, died at the age of 89. Still no word on why she passed, but so many actors and actresses have been coming out supporting her, including Cher, because if you remember, they were in Moonstruck together.
I never saw Moonstruck, by the way.
Oh, you'd love it. Yeah. You know what? Cher, great actress.
Yeah.
Are you guys familiar with Josh Duggar? The guy who was with on that reality show, 19 Kids and
He's
Counting?
In trouble.
Yeah, released from jail on bond after he was arrested last week on child porn charges. What's really sad is his wife is pregnant with their seventh child. Arrested in November.
Ugh.
Homeland Security arrested him on his, I guess he works at a car dealership or owns a car dealership, and they found all this stuff on his laptop, his desktop computer. He was going into these dark sites. I mean, really dark child porn sites. He's going to be in prison forever.
It's bad for a lot of people. It really is.
This is Mental Health Awareness Month, and a lot of actors and actresses are coming out, you know, speaking up and being really open-minded about their anxiety and depression levels, which helps other people be able to speak up as well. Kendall Jenner is the latest, and she talked to a lot of people on YouTube about her struggles.
I remember being really young, I'd say like 8, 9, 10, like around that time. And I remember having shortness of breath and going to my mom and telling her that. In hindsight, now I know that that was obviously anxiety. I think being overworked and like being in the situation that I'm in now is kind of what like set it out of control in a way. I've had times where I feel like I need to be rushed to the hospital because I think that like my heart's failing and I can't breathe and I need like someone to like help me. Sometimes I think I'm dying. Sometimes parts of my body will go numb and it can be really, yeah, intense and scary.
She's my favorite Jenner, by the way. I really like Kendall. Another story about somebody ripping somebody off, this time Childish Gambino's being sued over one of his biggest songs.
Oh, not him.
Yeah, this rapper named Kid West claims that Donald Glover, a.k.a. Childish Gambino, his alter ego, ripped off his song, This Is America. West says 2 years ago, This Is America, when it was released, he had a song out called Made in America with a nearly identical chorus and similar lyrical themes.
If this was an audio court of law, I'll let you, too, be the jury. Here is the original one. This is like a 15-second clip of Kid West and his song.
I'm making a mission. I'm made in America. Flex on the radio. It made me a terrorist. Pessimist niggas. You should just cherish this. 2016 rappers, yeah. You should beware of this. I'm making a mission. Made in America, flex on the radio.
So 2 years later, here's Childish Gambino. You tell me.
This is America. Don't catch you slipping now. Don't catch you slipping now. Look what I'm whipping now. This is America. Don't catch you slipping now. Look how I'm living now. Police be tripping now. Yeah, this is America. Guns in my area. I got the strap.
Hey.
There you go.
Mm. Wow, Cubby.
Guilty?
I mean,
it's
a pretty wicked video, by the way. But yeah, I think that sounds a little
awfully alike.
Kid West was saying they ran it through some like musicologists and like there are even technical similarities to the entire, you know, vibe, rhythm, the changes between verse, chorus, that stuff.
Yeah, Kid West said that he uploaded it to SoundCloud in 2016. Interesting. We'll see what happens there. Ellen DeGeneres is living with Courtney Cox.
What?
It's not what you think. It's not what you think. She said she's staying at her house because she recently sold her Beverly Hills home. So she's homeless, which is interesting. I mean, I would think she would have multiple homes, right, at this point?
Yeah. What's going on with her, by the way? You think that show has much longer?
I don't know what's happening because like, people are still going on the show.
Are the ratings down?
I've heard they're down.
Kelly Clarkson, kind of the new Ellen, really.
She's so positive, too. People love, and I love Kelly Clarkson.
I do, too.
You know, people went crazy when Snoop was on The Voice. Like, people loved that he was on The Voice. Would he do it permanently? He said, if they pay me $12 to $15 million
right.
a season, that's doable.
Yeah,
which
yeah.
is, by the way, what they pay those judges.
Really?
Yeah.
They're like 15?
Yeah, a season.
Wow.
And speaking of bankrolling it, Jessica Alba, you know, she has that company, The Honest Company. She's had that for years, by the way. But it went public on Wednesday and raised $413 million in its IPO. She herself owns more than 5.6 million shares of The Honest Company, now worth $130 million as of the closing price. So she's going to receive a one-time $2.6 million dividend and will be getting a base salary of $700,000 starting next year.
Hey, music side note. I was thinking about the music industry from a few seconds ago, and I don't know if the general public knows that people who are in kind of the program director, music director, the voice is what made me think of it, in that role in radio stations, they have the ability to basically pick, use their ears and their vibe to see if they can pick hits and how big they will be. And they every year had a prize where you won a car. And
right.
Did either of you ever win a car?
No.
I came in number three one time.
I came in
and
second.
I won some money. Yeah, Leslie did really well, too.
Didn't Sean Demery win a car?
Yes.
I
don't know if he
so.
Took the cash equivalent or, but anyway.
Yeah.
And I had another friend.
And then the FCC squashed that whole
thing. Had another friend who won the car, and at the time, I think it was like a Corvette. But yeah, you guys were in the top few, so these people have ear cred, people. Ear cred.
It was fun.
You guys could easily be on The Voice.
Yeah, well, man, that'd be fun.
Now, have you seen the photos, the dad bod photos? Will Smith showing how much weight he gained during the pandemic. He proudly put it on display on social media. Looks like a different Will Smith. And then Mark Wahlberg, you know, he's gaining weight for a new role. His personal chef revealed that he is eating 8 meals a day at about 7,000 calories in order to gain weight. It's like this extreme 6-week transformation.
I mean, he's playing a bodybuilder. I mean, for him, that's what he does already.
To me, if I had a role and I had to gain weight, that'd be the best part of the whole thing.
So,
the losing weight gigs are tough.
Well, Mark Wahlberg.
Just say that.
Yeah.
It's for a role. They want me to plump
up. You know, yeah, because Wahlberg's doing it for a role, but like Will Smith just gained weight.
Right. But some, you know, some people gave Will Smith a hard time about that, saying just because you gain a little weight, you know, doesn't mean that's bad. You got to be comfortable in your own body.
I know. It's come on, people on social media.
He did it when he played Muhammad Ali. He did. He gained a bunch of weight, but it was muscle. But I mean, he gained a ton of weight.
Now, we know J-Lo likes to remain friends with her exes, right? Well, apparently, guess who's been going over to the house?
Well, yeah, good old Ben.
Woo, Ben Affleck's been going over to the house.
Oh my gosh.
You know, little Escalade has been dropping him off at the back door, and they've been secretly having meetings.
It's 2003.
Just friends.
It's been like 1 week, and dude's already lurking. First, he gets busted on a dating app, and then he's creeping behind J-Lo's house.
I know.
Yeah. Yeah. But you know what? I think J-Lo said that, mom always loved him. Mom always loved him.
Oh, really? Boy. Here we go.
He got away. So, interesting.
Remember Bennifer? That was...
Yeah, that's right.
Those were the days. I know. Yep. But speaking of, like, Pete Davidson, how is he still grabbing all these gorgeous actresses and singers? He says, you know what? I'm just really honest. Here's all... He goes, and the first thing he does, first date, is says, here's all my issues. Here's the therapist names. And he said, some people can't handle it, and other people think it's refreshing.
Pete Davidson does not care, by the way. He was up at the radio station last week. I wasn't at the station, but we have some of our radio stations back working out of the studio. And he was at our urban station, Power 105.1, and an employee came up to him and said, can I take a picture? I've been vaccinated. He's like, oh, I don't care if I've been vaccinated or not. Come on in, take a picture. He just has zero Fs, man.
He just seems like such a good guy.
He doesn't care.
Yeah.
And do you guys, I have a little list here of the best sitcoms of all time, and I'm going to go through the top 10. If you want to guess any of the greatest sitcoms of all time,
I have to bow out of this because I talked about this on my radio show, and I already know number one.
Okay. Were you surprised by number one?
I was, but it's been on forever, so I kind of get it, but I was.
Yeah, well, The Simpsons was number 10. I actually thought that would have been higher.
Me too.
Cheers at 9, Seinfeld at 8. To me, that could have been number one. I Love Lucy at 7. Number 6, All in the Family. MASH at 5. The Mary Tyler Moore Show at 4. Number 3, The Honeymooners. This one was surprising. Parks and Recreation, number 2?
Yeah, I didn't get that.
And number 1 was the Larry...
I was going to guess. No. Larry Sanders Show?
Leslie, I have breaking news.
It's not number 1?
I think you're doing it the other way around. Larry Sanders, I think, is number 10.
Okay.
I think The Simpsons is number 1.
This is number 1.
How is Larry Sanders number 1? Where's Happy Days? The hell?
I mean, literally, this is like 1 to 10. I'm looking at this printout right now.
Uh-oh, we have a showdown. Cubby.
Let's go.
I'm not saying Leslie's wrong, but I did a list.
Man,
it was the same you did, except Larry Sanders was number 10 and The Simpsons was number 1.
That makes more sense. That Simpsons would be number 1.
Hang on, I'm looking.
Is this your list? Is this from Rolling Stone? I forgot who did it.
Yeah.
Cubby, Google it. We need to settle this right now because one of you have just made a bunch of listeners.
Look. I know people can't see because we have no video, but.
Well, then, all right. I'm looking at what Leslie's showing me, and in Leslie's defense, that is what the prep service we use has, but they're wrong.
They have to be wrong because The Simpsons has to be number 1. They totally wrote
this. On the list
I
have, Larry Sanders was number 10 and Simpsons number 1. So whoever did that was completely drunk.
Yeah, that's strange.
I love your list much better. Yeah, let's say The Simpsons is number 1. Thanks, guys. That's your celebrity sleaze.
Boy, how quickly. Someone, you know, Larry Sanders fans were like, yes! No. Quickly. Turn around.
Follow The Pop Culture Show on Twitter for the latest breaking celebrity, music, and TV news. Keep on top of your pop culture news with us on Twitter. Follow at Pop Culture Show on Twitter.
All right. Woo-hoo! Good segue into TV talk. This is where we do the work for you. We find the good stuff. Streaming, television, great shows like Big Brother on CBS. Right, Cubby? Mm. Right, right. Mm. Okay. Mm.
Get over it.
No, it's coming back very soon, you know. June, I believe. The end of June, it'll be back. But we have a nice grab bag of stuff this week. You guys aware of A Quiet Place?
Yes.
That thing was...
Yeah, the podcast we do.
Oh, come on. $20 million budget. The first one made $320 million. So, of course, you know that they will make another one. John Krasinski is directing it. Emily Blunt in this. It'll be in theaters in 3 weeks.
There's nothing left.
There are people out there. People worth saving.
Most people had finally given up hope.
I'm scared. So that'll be 3 weeks. Mm. In theaters only. There will be no streaming. Everyone's trying to put their foot down now and push, you know, regularity back into our entertainment worlds.
All right, guys, don't make fun of me. Do you know I never got into Stranger Things, and I did give it a chance?
I didn't either.
I did.
I didn't either.
I gave it 3 or 4 episodes. Maybe I should have given it more, but either way, I know it's big.
I like the first season.
Okay, well, season 4, the trailer dropped, and check it out.
Good morning, children.
Good morning, Papa.
How are you today?
Good, Papa.
Good. I'm glad to hear it. Because today, I have something very special planned for you.
Eleven, are you listening?
Ooh. I just couldn't get into it either.
A friend of mine that loves Stranger Things says that she hears it's going to be darker than the last season. So if you like dark, you're going to love
this.
Well,
it made a star of Millie Bobby Brown, or I love her. Made her a big star.
I did audition for it twice this season, and so I do know what happens. And I didn't watch the show, but it does get dark. I can't say exactly why, but it they're still filming it right now. They were filming part of it in Atlanta and part of it in New Mexico. So for some reason, they were doing dual things in different cities.
Barnes with the T's.
I wish I could
say problem with
more.
The show, by the way. The kids are getting older, too, and that's going to be the death of the show.
We all know
right
what happens then. Absolutely.
Yep. Bring in Oliver.
Well, I watched another action-packed film. I watch these so you guys don't have to. This is on demand.
Thank you.
It's called Wildcat, and I don't know if you guys are into torture movies, but this movie is basically about torture. Two Americans are stationed in Iraq. They get captured by terrorists. One's a journalist. One's a Marine. And that's the whole movie. This British actress Georgina Campbell is in it. I really liked her. Her acting was great. But again, it's a torture movie, so I'm saying that you guys probably won't like it.
Hi, I'm Leslie Frampton. Got a great torture movie for you.
Yeah.
Do you know what the most important thing in life is? Perseverance.
Ask me something.
Where am I? Who are you?
I'm a journalist.
Why has he tortured us?
He thinks we have information.
Do we?
Don't know, he's killing him.
As soon as we talk, he'll kill us.
Who are you really?
The guys used to call me Wildcat.
Are you CIA?
No!
Are you CIA?
You know what I see when I look at you? Fear.
Damn, sounds like an episode of Homeland.
It does, doesn't it?
Looks like
I would give it a B plus. I'll give it a B. B plus.
Pretty slick production.
Yeah, I like that trailer.
Either of you do Fleabag?
No.
Nope.
Really? Didn't watch Fleabag?
No, I don't. I don't know if I would. I mean, I kind of tried to watch the first episode and just wasn't into it. But
well,
tell
you need
me you
more.
Love it.
No, you need more. I have one. If you liked Fleabag, I have another one for you to check out called Shrill. Cubby, did you watch Fleabag?
Oh. You kidding me?
Yeah, exactly. You might actually like it. I mean, it's very much like if you like Larry David or if you like Curb Your Enthusiasm, I think you would like Fleabag. She talks to the camera at some points of it. It's really good. But this is Shrill. Their final season, season 3, that's coming back to Hulu.
Annie, you should think about gastric bypass for your weight.
I'm sorry, think about what?
Hey, you're going to look at me for 10 minutes and tell me to cut my stomach out? You're a bad person.
We're all single, stupid, and really hot. Why don't we go out tonight?
Self-respect.
Two girls night out. No regrets.
Honey, yes.
Titty this way. Tits down, face up a little bit.
One tit up, one tit down.
I think I've creamed my jeans like a medical amount today, and now I have to throw away my car.
So, if you like Shrill, go back and watch Fleabag.
Okay.
You guys heard of Master of None?
Dude, people have begged me to watch that, and that's another one I just could not get it.
I got to tell you, it must be huge because it's coming back for season 3, but only 5 episodes on Netflix. Check this out.
No, there is no clip because I couldn't find. The clip was so bad that I couldn't get a clip.
Now, wait, is this the one with Aziz Ansari?
Yes.
I actually do like him, but I've never seen this. Is it a comedy, a drama? What is it?
I think it's comedy. I mean, it's above my head. I watched the trailer and I just stared at the screen. I thought, well, there is nothing I can play. It's a very visual trailer.
But people are into it.
It says it's based on his real. It's based on his real life.
Yeah, I've had people come to there, dude. You will love. I'm like, okay, I tried it, but I do have something else that I love, and this is my new favorite. Cubby's already wheels are turning right now. What's he gonna say? It's a show called Hustle and Tow. Now, did you ever watch South Beach Tow?
Oh yeah, totally.
No,
those were Leslie. Those were reenactments of like towing incidents in South Beach in Miami.
Right.
Okay.
This new show is basically Cops, but with tow trucks. And it's. Why do you laugh at such serious artistry?
Go ahead.
What is wrong with you?
Go ahead.
It's on A&E. Set your DVR and get ready for Hustle and Tow.
Every 6 days, a tow truck driver gets killed in the United States.
Holy cow.
The life of a tow truck driver.
We all work together as a team out here.
Is a hustle.
We are first responders.
Sometimes we're the only responders.
One over here.
We look like ninjas out there.
Love it.
Hitch a ride.
Feel good?
Yep.
With the people who keep us moving.
I hope I made your day.
Yes, you did.
How about that?
Let's go.
It's good stories. It's bad stories. It's good TV. So now on A&E, not only do you have Married at First Sight in that little family of networks, Lifetime, I think, is them, but now you can watch Hustle and Tow.
Thank you, Barnes.
They really talk about narrow niched, right?
Dude.
Hey, let's do a reality show on tow trucks.
It's so good, though. Do you know how much drama goes on with it? Think about the people who are booted, and then they have to go, and they have to get all the money out of the ATM, and they won't give them their car back. People get elevated fast.
Do you ever watch Airline Repo?
Airline Repo?
Airline or Airplane Repo? It's people that didn't pay they have a private jet, and they didn't pay the bills, and it's the same way a car repo.
Where do
I
watch
this? A guy will break into the airport, and then
where
he jumps in the plane.
Where do I watch it?
It's on. I don't know if it's on anymore, but they show the repeats. Oh. I think Discovery Channel.
You know about that lost luggage place, right? If you don't claim
the one in Alabama?
Yeah, if you don't claim your luggage, you know, it goes to this warehouse in Alabama, and I've actually had friends that have driven there and have found like really cool stuff.
Because they sell it after a certain amount of time, right?
Yeah, they sell it, so you don't know what you're going to find.
I bet you a lot of Fram's luggage is there.
No, it's unclaimed baggage center in Scottsboro, Alabama.
You just pulled that out of nowhere. Did you have that like sitting handy? You were gonna come in hot with a little luggage teaser.
It actually just reminded me of that when you were talking about that last show. But
Well, TV's in a transitional time right now as we head into all the summer shows. The good stuff like Big Brother, like Bachelor. We're Bachelorette now. There'll be two Bachelorettes.
No.
You got all kinds.
I'm waiting for Billions.
That just ended, I thought, the season.
No.
Another one's coming back that fast?
Trillions?
Leslie, are you okay?
I don't think Billions has started back yet, Barnes.
You're the one who said it was starting back. I'm asking.
No, it hasn't started back yet. So.
Well, then what are you trying to say?
I'm saying Billions is coming back. I'm in the middle of City on the Hill, which I'll talk about next week.
Okay, well, let's just listen to this one more time.
Hints of cinnamon and coffee.
On the nose.
Hints of cinnamon and coffee on the nose, followed by candied coffee. Oh, man, this is so hard.
Fuck, okay. I'm going to be editing this for a week.
All right, why don't I start over? Do you want me to start over?
No, just pick up with that sentence.
I'm really sorry.
Why don't we all do it together?
Oh, that's a good idea.
Okay. Can we start the whole thing again? You do the first.
All right, I apologize.
Yeah, Cubby, that was very friendly of you. So that's a great way to end the show because the show is presented by Big Five Cafecito Cuban Coffee Rum. Florida-made, Cuban-inspired. Enjoyed everywhere by Leslie Fram, especially during the show.
Shave your balls.
That's coming soon, Cubby. Not yet. Quit giving him so much PR right out the gate, you know? But you just said you did it, so you need to let it grow a little more. Then we'll get you back on that sponsorship.
When it starts itching, I'll hit you up.
All right, good to go. We are the Pop Culture Show. Bye-bye.